Chapter 6 Attributions and Related Ideas. What are attributions? Attributions are assessments of causality of human traits, qualities, emotions, behavior, etc. The assessments are not necessarily accurate or inaccurate and are very often influenced by psychological, social, and cultural conditions. The causality can be internal or external. Internal means that the cause emerged from within the person, such as an individual who does well in school because he was born with great ability. External refers to environmental causality, such as an individual who got angry because he was severely mistreated by a taxi cab driver. Hence, there are internal attributions and external attributions. Human beings means in this definition all of the following: the individual, the self, people in the environment of the individual, as well as cultural and social groups. Thus, there are three types of attributions, which are psychological, relates to the self, social psychological, people in the environment, and sociological, cultural and social groups. Examples of the three types of attributions and related information explained in the following paragraphs. Psychological attributions. Psychological attributions are assessments about the self. That is, the individual evaluates his emotions, achievements, failures, etc., and comes to a conclusion about the cause. For example, if a person does well in mathematics, he might attribute his success to a natural inborn ability. This is also an example of an internal attribution. An example of an external attribution, of the psychological type, is a student who does well in math and believes it is because he had an excellent math instructor. Social psychological attributions. Social psychological attributions are assessments about people in our environment, such as our relatives, friends, co-workers, classmates, etc. For example, attributing the financial success of our best friend to his natural abilities is a social psychological attribution. This is also an example of an internal attribution. An example of an external attribution in this category is attributing the high academic achievement of our neighbor to the tutors that his rich parents hired. Sociological attributions. Sociological attributions are assessments about cultural and social groups. For example, attributing improvements in academic and economic attainments of African Americans to the efforts of black people in their civil rights movement is a sociological attribution. This is also an example of an internal attribution. An example of an external attribution of a sociological type is attributing the above improvements in civil rights to the efforts of the white legislators that passed the new laws. Interpretation of psychological attributions. Our interpretations of our emotional responses and behavior are important psychological attributions. We get cues from our environment on how to interpret our internal responses. For example, if our body is physiologically aroused, such as a result of a drug or physical exercise, and we are confronted with an anger-provoking situation, we will probably interpret our aroused state as anger. On the other hand, if an aroused person is confronted with a friendly and highly attractive member of the opposite sex, the interpretation might relate to romantic love. Labeling and attributions. When a label such as schizophrenic, hostile, highly intelligent, very friendly is attached to a person, it can affect the way others interpret the cause of his actions. The label and/or the interpretation of others might eventually affect the way the labeled person interprets his own internal feelings, emotions, and behavior. In general, the labels placed on a person can lead to a positive or negative halo and/or a self-fulfilling prophecy. These topics are discussed in the next two headings. Positive and negative halo effect and attributions. What is the positive halo effect? If a person has positive traits that are apparent, people tend to inadvertently attribute other positive qualities to that person, even if those qualities do not really exist. For example, if a person is very physically attractive, people might also assume that the individual is intelligent, psychologically well-adjusted, sociable, etc. In addition, people will interpret the shortcomings of people who have one or more positive traits less severely. What is the negative halo effect? The negative halo effect, which is very often called the forked tail effect, is just the opposite of the above. That is, if a person has negative traits that are apparent, people tend to inadvertently attribute other negative traits to that person. For example, if an individual is very unattractive, people might also assume that the person is unfriendly, hostile, dishonest, vicious, and lacking in intelligence. In addition, people will interpret the shortcomings of people who have one or more apparent negative traits more severely. The positive and negative halo effect can also be triggered by positive and negative labels. That is, if we attach a positive label to a person, such as a PhD, people have a tendency to assume that there are many positive qualities associated with the person. And likewise, if we place a negative label on an individual, such as mental patient, people will assume that there are many negative qualities associated with the person. The important point to understand about the positive and negative halo effect is that it is a tendency, rather than an absolute result. When people interact over a period of time, the tendency to attribute positive and negative traits that do not exist, most likely will decrease. This will probably be especially true with practical situations, where a person's qualities are relevant to a specific job-related situation. That is, if positive qualities are incorrectly assumed to exist and are needed to perform a job, the incorrect assumption will result in an apparent failure. However, if negative qualities are incorrectly assumed, the person may not be given the chance to prove himself or herself. The self-fulfilling prophecy and attributions. The attributions people make about an individual, cultural or social group can cause that person to behave in such a way as to confirm inaccurate stereotyped beliefs. For example, if a racist drives through a very poor black ghetto, he or she may attribute the rundown condition of the neighborhood and the poverty to lack of intelligence, laziness, and destructiveness. A more enlightened person looking at the same neighborhood might attribute the conditions to prejudice, which results in lack of education, poor job opportunities, and a failure by landlords to maintain their property. The self-fulfilling prophecy in this case develops from the sociological internal attributions about the group, such as lack of intelligence, laziness, and destructiveness. Employers with such beliefs will not hire black people, or they may employ them for very low-paying jobs, which will result in all the conditions associated with a poor black ghetto. Some of the people in the ghetto might also believe in the racist stereotype and inadvertently act the role. In a very similar way, the same process can happen to an individual. If an individual is believed to be mentally ill, all his behavior might be interpreted as a result of the condition. This will most likely result in great emotional stress, which will lead to a true psychological disorder, even if there was not an actual disorder initially. The patient might eventually attribute his own emotions, feelings, and behavior to a psychological disorder. At this point, he will be rewarded for his insight by others, which will encourage him to accept the role of a mental patient. The accuracy of attributions. Human behavior scientists often tend to be more interested in the attributions that people make, as opposed to the accuracy of the attributions. The reason for this is attributions influence behavior, whether they are accurate or not. For example, if a person believes he does not have mathematical ability, he will most likely avoid math courses. The real cause of his difficulty might simply be that he never studied basic mathematics, but the incorrect belief will determine his thinking and behavior. However, I believe it is interesting to consider the question of accuracy of attributions. Question: how accurate are the attributions that people make? This is hard to determine, but people probably make more accurate attributions about themselves than about others. That is, psychological attributions are probably more accurate on the average. People are probably most accurate about their achievements. They are probably less accurate about their failures. We do not like to attribute failures to ourselves. Social psychological attributions about others are most likely less accurate. However, attributions about people we know well are most likely more accurate than people we do not know well. Least accurate are probably sociological attributions. People are most likely to make incorrect attributions about other cultural and social groups. This is especially noticeable in relation to racial, ethnic, and religious prejudice. People tend to make positive attributions about their own group, which might have some degree of accuracy, and more negative attributions about other cultural, social, and ethnic groups, which probably has little or no accuracy in most cases. What are the real causes? The accurate attributions in most situations. There are probably multiple internal and external contributing factors involved with most components that relate to human beings. For example, if an individual gets a high grade in physics, it probably was the result of prior experience in math and science and hours of studying for the physics examinations, which are internal causes. In addition, there probably would be many external contributing factors, such as being in a physics class that is not too difficult for the student and an upbringing that taught the student self-discipline, which are external causes. Attributions in problem solving. It is apparent from the above, as well as the literature on psychology, social psychology, and sociology, that our attributions are far from 100% accurate. In a certain sense, human beings live in an emotional cloud that blurs reality in relation to the true factors and dynamics that cause human problems. This makes such problem solving difficult, and probably explains our failures to eliminate poverty, crime, mental illness, war, famine, and environmental pollution. We were able to make tremendous technological advances, such as landing people on the moon, because there is no emotional cloud that covers the factors and dynamics that relate to the hard sciences. This suggests an interesting question. What assumptions, attributions should we make about ourselves, the people around us, and the cultural and social groups, when engaged in problem solving? Solving a problem usually starts with certain assumptions about the cause of the problem. If the problem and solution are based on incorrect assumptions, the results will probably be failure. The way to get around this difficulty is to focus on the undesirable conditions that is to be corrected with the problem solving. In addition, assume that there are multiple causes for the problem, and list all the possible causes. Then develop multiple solutions to rectify the possible causes. However, the primary effort must go toward changing the undesirable condition. For example, the high rate of poverty in some Puerto Rican community can be thought of as a condition resulting from English language deficiencies, overall educational deficiencies, prejudice, which reduce job opportunities, a high crime rate, which worsens the prejudice, lack of moral guidance and supervision for some of the young people of the community, insufficient police patrol in the community, widespread drug availability, etc. Then the effort should be to correct the above deficiencies. However, the primary effort should be focused on the original condition of poverty. Factors that might be attributed to internal or external causality. The following are common factors that people might attribute to internal or external causality. I believe that the manifestations of any of the factors on the list usually involve multiple causes, which are of internal and external origins. Academic success. An academic failure. Mathematical skills. Deficiencies in mathematics. Writing skills. Deficiencies in writing skills. Musical skills. Lack of musical skills. Financial success. Financial problems. Good physical health. A health problem as dental health. Dental problems. Good psychological health. Poor psychological health. An anger response. Frustration. Happiness. Depression.